stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I couldn't believe I was watching it. I saw it with my own eyes. The January 6th committee voted out a resolution to subpoena the former president, Donald J. Trump, to testify before their committee. This was Cut 6, The Vote.
The question is on agreeing to the resolution. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed is no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I request a recorded vote.
A recorded vote is requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Cheney.
Aye.
Ms. Cheney, aye. Ms. Lofgren.
Aye.
Ms. Lofgren, aye. Mr. Schiff.
Aye.
Mr. Schiff, aye. Mr. Aguilar.
Aye.
Mr. Aguilar, aye. Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy, aye. Mr. Raskin?
Aye.
Mr. Raskin, aye. Mrs. Luria?
Aye.
Mrs. Luria, aye. Mr. Kinzinger?
Kinzinger, aye.
Mr. Kinzinger, aye. Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, aye.
The clerk will report the vote.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 9 ayes. Zero no's.
The resolution is agreed to. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Now, here's the deal. The president will never, ever, I'd love it if he did. Boy, you want to talk about a political circus? Can you imagine what that would look like if Donald J. Trump took on the entire January 6th commission? He would do like he did at those presidential debates in 2016. It would be scorched earth. It would be really fun to watch. Put it in prime time, folks. Put it in prime time. Coming up. Wow. Unbelievable. Joining us next, Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's doing well. He's got Big Mo on his side, but now he's got to seal the deal. He's got to wrap it up. And he's got some great ads that are running. You're hearing one of them on this station. Really, really good ads, kind of like the closing argument kind of thing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to nevadapolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing in Raleigh, North Carolina, where a 15-year-old boy shot and killed five people, wounded several others in the streets of a neighborhood. One of the dead, an off-duty police officer. Authorities have not determined a motive. Mayor Marianne Baldwin.
Today has been a very difficult day in our city. You know, you pray that something like this will never happen here. It did.
The pace of sales at U.S. retailers unchanged in September from August as rising prices for rent and food chipped away at money available for other things. Also at townhall.com, heavily armed U.S. battalion set to remain in Lithuania until at least 2026 amid fears about Russia's intentions in the region following the invasion of Ukraine. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Lithuania's defense minister announced the move after a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Bucharest, saying the decision to extend the rotational battalion shows that the U.S. takes Baltic security seriously, and it also sends a message to Russia. The Americans are here and they're not going anywhere. The U.S. Army deployed a contingent of about 500 soldiers to Lithuania on a troop rotation basis in 2019. The forces include the Armoured Brigade Combat Teams that have been on exercises in the eastern flank countries since 2017. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he thinks a mobilization of reservists he ordered last month to boost the country's troops in Ukraine will be completed in 2 weeks. Now, Putin says 222,000 of the 300,000 reservists would get called up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 204. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, scores on the ACT college admission test this year by this year's high school seniors has hit the lowest point in more than 30 years, with Nevada getting the lowest average score in the country. The class of 2022's average ACT score was 19.8 out of 36. That's the first time since 1991 the average score was below 20. The Silver State score was 17.3, the lowest average score among the six states, where all the seniors who are required to take the test in order to graduate. The scores show 42% of the ACT tested graduates in the class of 2022 met none of the needed benchmarks in English, reading, science, and math. A Las Vegas judge rules the NFL cannot force former Raiders head coach John Gruden into arbitration. Gruden and the National Football League have been in a legal battle since the former coach sued the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell last November, claiming the league leaked his derogatory emails to ruin his reputation and career. Gruden resigned as the Raiders head coach after the Wall Street Journal and New York Times published unflattering stories in his emails. The NFL had asked the case to be submitted to arbitration. The judge denied that yesterday.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Cruiser on scene cleaning up an earlier incident there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. Also slow flows on 215 westbound beginning around Gillespie. Remember, there's only one lane on that transition, leaving 215 West, merging to 15 North.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. We are just 25 days away from Election Day, 8 days away from early voting. And joining us now, a guy that is soon to achieve co-host status with Clay and Buck. He was on with them again today, and he's making a home there. We're talking about Adam Laxalt, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Adam, how you doing? You like being on with them, don't you?
Oh, they're great guys. I had a really cool opportunity to sit with them live at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. And, you know, obviously they're picking up after the great Rush Limbaugh. So they're doing a good job.
They got big boots
to fill. They've got a lot of Vegas listeners.
And they do, and they do right on this radio station. Adam, let me ask you, give me your assessment of the race 25 days from Election Day, 8 days away from early voting.
Well, look, everyone knows that the Democrats had just unlimited money and, you know, they were able to get going early and just do all these attack ads and just blanket the airways from the spring all the way through the summer. And we were not really able to start on TV till the end of the summer. And you can see the massive shift in this race once people have been able to hear the truth, once people are able to understand that Senator Massa can run all these commercials pretending like she's a moderate or an independent and lying about her record. The bottom line is she's voted for Joe Biden nearly 100% of the time. Hopefully most voters have seen we put on the air out of her mouth that there's no such thing as an open border, that it's misinformation. And so she sees her next to the border czar Kamala Harris with the same words. You know, they were former AGs together and very close friends. She's not getting away with this whole gig that she's a centrist. The bottom line is we needed her to be a centrist. She could have voted against the Inflation Reduction Act, which would have been really, really important for our state since we already had 16% inflation, but she was a reliable vote. And so people are ready for a change. People are hurting all across our state, and they just can't believe that Joe Biden, with the help of Senator Masto, have done so much damage to our country in just under 2 years.
And tell me if I'm right on this. You've seen internal polling. I've seen external polling. And it looks like momentum is in your favor. You had the president come in over the weekend, the former president, Donald J. Trump. You've got Joni Ernst and Cynthia Lummis, a pair of U.S. senators, coming in on Monday. We'll talk about that event here in just a second. But it almost appears as if you've got Big Mo on your side.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing because the Nevada media doesn't cover any polls with me ahead. We were up 7 consecutive polls starting just after Labor Day, 7 in a row. And when you go under the Real Clear Politics average, we're up 2.5 points on average. And we are the race of all of these flip races and all these swing races. We are the race that most people believe are going to actually win and take out a Democrat. And so we've done our job. We've been on offense. We've been consistently getting out our message. And we feel really, really good about the race. Nonetheless, we need everybody to dig in deep, whether it's a small donation or whether it's volunteering, whether it's doors, phones, whether you're willing to be a poll watcher. I mean, it's go time. We have to save our state. We're only going to get one shot to win these statewide races. That's this year, and to try to turn back this leftist tide. I hope people go to adamlaxalt.com and support us, get engaged. Now is our time, but we feel like we run the campaign that we set out to run, and here we are. You know, we're consistently ahead, but it's a very, very close race.
This radio station is running a new ad that you've put out. Some of your advertising just in the last couple of days has been tremendous. Are you to the point where you're almost into the closing argument stage of this campaign?
You know, yeah, that's the messed up thing is that we have 3 brand new commercials up, and some of these messages is the first time anybody's heard of them. I mean, most people don't know that Senator Masto did not move on over 8,000 untested rape kits. In fact, most people don't know that she was even a former attorney general. But I took over her office, and we went after that rape kit backlog. We eliminated the rape kit backlog. And when you tested those kits, you found some really bad people that were prosecuted out of it. And so, you know, for all the you know, fancy footwork that she's been deploying over the last many months, this is a huge omission. And, you know, if the media actually covered the comparison of records in the AG office, it would be an absolute TKO without a doubt. But the media, you know, they put the blue jersey on. They try to cover for her. And I'll tell you, it's so bad, they can't even cover her for her this cycle. Because what can they say? She's voted for the spending. She supported the movement away from American energy independence, which is giving us over $6 gas at many gas stations across the state. She supported the open borders, which has led to all-time fentanyl deaths, all-time human trafficking. And despite her many months of phony commercials, she supported BLM. She said cops were systemically racist, and the Las Vegas Metro and the Washoe sheriffs, the statewide badges, flipped from her to me because they know I will and have always stood with law enforcement, and she was nowhere to be found when they needed her. She's nowhere to be found on anything tough, anything that's hard. When we need her to be independent, she didn't stand, not against COVID lockdowns, not against BLM riots. And so this is why we're seeing such a big movement away from her towards me in this race.
I want to ask you again, Adam Laxalt joining us. He's running for the U.S. Senate. You have agreed to 2 statewide debates. Catherine Cortez Masto has returned with crickets. Why won't she debate you?
You know, because what's she going to say about her record? The last thing she wants to do is be stuck on a stage for an hour answering for all of the policies she supported that are destroying our state and destroying our country. You know, we are ready to prosecute that case. We've been prosecuting that case. But I think the bottom line is she wants to rely on all this left-wing money, all these outside groups, to just try to paint the narrative that she wants. And they probably know that if she got stuck on a debate stage, she'd go backwards. And so there is a chance she decides to take a debate anyway. If they decide that she's got no chance of closing the gap without some sort of miracle debate, maybe she'll take it. And we're ready to go if she takes that debate. But, you know, it does not look likely that she's going to take a debate with us.
Will you be getting any help here in Southern Nevada from the former president? There's been rumblings that there might be another, a final appearance before Election Day. What are you hearing from the Trump camp?
Well, as you reported, you know, he just came to Minden to support us, I guess, last weekend. I'm in dog years right now. I can't believe that was only a few days ago. But I think that's going to be the only stop. You know, he's got a bunch of other races he's trying to help in. It's possible he comes one more time. But it's a long trip for him. And, you know, this may be his only stop to the West Coast.
Want to talk about, you've got an event coming up on Monday, Senator Joni Ernst and Cynthia Loomis joining you for a roundtable here in the state. And I'm curious, are you getting all the help you need from the RNC, from the Republican PACs that are trying to put money out all over the country? Are you getting a slice of that at all?
Well, the Democrats have spent more on Catherine Cortez Masto, Chuck Schumer, his PAC, the Democrat Senatorial Committee, all these groups, they spent more on preserving her than any Democrat in America. I've had more money spent against me in this race this year than it's been spent against every Republican running in every race in Nevada combined. Get your head around that number. I've had almost $80 million dropped on my head. The good news is, we are in such a strong position that the cavalry's coming on our side, and a lot of that gap is being narrowed. People are pouring in money into this race because the bottom line is, I mean, the media is not covering it in this state, but every single national article about the U.S. Senate says this race is the most likely to flip. She's the most vulnerable senator in America. We cannot take back the Senate without this seat. And you literally can talk to anyone, can even talk to left-wing journalists. They believe that we're a favorite to flip this race.
Adam, in our final couple of minutes, I'll give you as much time as you need. Tell me why this is vitally important, why this race is vitally important, why winning on November 8th is vitally important to our state and to our nation.
Look, I don't sugarcoat this. This is not just about winning elections. This is about starting the very long road to recovering the America that we all love. America is headed dramatically in the wrong direction. We have huge problems. People know that. They understand that. They feel that. And, you know, I hope I can be part of that next wave, the young leaders, I'm 44, that are going to try to fight to save this country. And but we got a lot of work to do. The first step is taking back the U.S. Senate. If we have 51 votes, and actually have the majority, guess what? We can ensure no more bad stuff gets through while Joe Biden is president. Then, of course, we've got to elect a Republican president, and then we got to go to work. We got a lot to do to try to save this country, but I think we can still do it. I think we still have the majority of the public, and despite the media, despite big tech, despite all these things that we fight against. And so I'm still optimistic that there's another kick for us to save this country. And I just hope to be part of the group that is willing to lead and fight for the America that we all love.
What are you going to do in the final 25 days? Is this going to be an all-out blitz, all 17 counties? What happens? You're going to spend more time up north, more time down here? What?
We are absolutely going to hit every single county in this state again before this election is over. So I think we're the only campaign that's already done that. We are absolutely going to hit every single county in the state. And then, of course, we'll be bouncing back and forth between Reno and Las Vegas. We look forward to having some more, you know, key surrogates coming in. It's our job at the top of the ticket to make sure people are getting out to vote, to get people excited, motivated. And we've been doing that, as I'm sure everyone's seen, and we've got a lot more to come.
How can people reach out to you? What is it you need at this point? Do you need money? Do you need yard signs, volunteers, what?
Let me say this. Anybody that's watching a TV commercial or hears a radio commercial and they want more out of our side should go online and give me $25. If there are thousands of you that will go on and keep fuel in the tank, we can make our message louder. It's that simple. And so every dollar is going right into our message to voters. That's first and foremost. But next, you know, we have to respond to the Democrat ground game. And we're a volunteer-based ground game. And so if you've never done it before, would need this race to be the first time that you've knocked the door or you've made phone calls. It's pretty easy. You can make it from your living room. And we load you up with calls. And you simply say you're going to support for Adam Laxalt for U.S. Senate. And it is important for us to reach our voters, make sure everybody's going to turn out in a non-presidential year. This is how we win, making sure our people get to the polls. And that's at adamlaxalt.com. You can donate. You can volunteer. You can do it all. That's what I ask. Get engaged. If you think that we need to save this state, get engaged. Do something to try to be part of us, part of saving Nevada.
Adam, thanks for being a part of the show today. Safe travels. I know we'll talk again before Election Day, but be safe out there on the campaign trail, okay?
We'll get you on the road.
There you go. There you go. Adam Laxalt joining us, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job.